This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. In flood-ravaged Tripura, rescue and relief operations have been ramped up with the NDRF teams being pressed into service. Apart from the NDRF teams, three helicopters are also airlifting stranded people due to floods. The four-day incessant rain has caused extensive damage to agriculture and power sectors. According to State Agriculture and Power Minister, a massive 6,870 hectares of land has been affected, with crops being submerged under the flood water. In addition to this, the agriculture sector has incurred a loss of more than 531 crore rupees, which has above 1,40,000 farmers linked to the sector. The power sector too has suffered huge losses of more than 3 crore rupees, with poles, transformers and wires getting severely damaged. The State Revenue Department asserted that 17 lakh people have been affected due to floods. Meanwhile, the state government has announced that schools across Tripura will remain shut until further notice. Union Minister of State for Jal Shakti, Dr. Raj Bhushan Chowdhury, visited Southwest Khasi Hills District in Meghalaya yesterday and reviewed the status of progress of central schemes in the district. Dr. Chowdhury, who was accompanied by Minister in Charge Water Resources, Kamingwan Yumbon, inspected various centrally sponsored projects, including the hydrometeorological station under the National Hydrology Project at Ungi River, besides the flow irrigation project being implemented by the Water Resource Department. He also reviewed the implementation of other schemes and met representatives of different departments and district administration at the Circuit House Makarwat. The minister reiterated the central government's focus and priority in developing the northeastern region in various sectors and the special focus of the Prime Minister for the development of the region. He said that union ministers are visiting the region every fortnight to ensure speedy implementation of the centre's developmental programs. In a significant move, the Nagaland government has decided to revisit the Nagaland Liquor Total Prohibition Act 1989, with the possibility of partially lifting the prohibition in certain areas. The decision was taken during a cabinet meeting at Civil Secretariat Kohima yesterday. Briefing the media after the meeting, Minister for Power and Development and Government's spokesperson, K.G. Kenye, highlighted the need to reconsider the Act, which has not been reviewed since its enactment over three decades ago. He emphasized that the state must address critical issues such as the unchecked and unregulated inflow of illegal liquor, which poses serious health risks, particularly to the younger generation. He pointed out that the absence of regulatory mechanisms has given free rein to bootleggers, allowing them to smuggle in substandard and potentially harmful liquor. The minister said that the state government might consider partial lifting of the prohibition in specific areas, coupled with strict regulations to manage liquor distribution and consumption. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. on Sunday. It will be the 113th episode of the monthly radio program and the third episode after Modi assumed charge for the third consecutive time as Prime Minister. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website, and the News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO, and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. And the Durand Cup Organizing Committee has announced the venue and date of the semi-final fixtures for the ongoing 133rd Durand Cup football tournament. The semi-final match between North East United and Shillong Lajong FC will now be held at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium, Shillong, on Monday at 5:30 p.m. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.